Dice así. Good morning. We start with this sit this morning, all right. For those of you who want to start by sitting, don't move, okay? Don't move. Try not to move. Don't stretch your nose. And it's not comfortable. It is not comfortable. Bear it. All right. Let me explain to you a little bit more. Okay. And for now, our practice is to help you center yourself. So for the next hour, we sit for around hour. Commit. We sit for an hour, and it's the process of stealing your thoughts. Your mind is full of thoughts, so what we do is we sit long enough for you to let the thoughts come out, and eventually they die by themselves, naturally. Okay? So, what you do is you steal your thoughts, and a small secret about this thing here is that we teach you to center yourself by looking at your navel. Okay? This will reduce your thinking process, your mental processing. You will naturally lose it if you focus on your navel. Okay, so take a small finger, locate where the navel is. That's like your dantian. Okay, and just think about, look at the dantian. Okay, and naturally you breathe deeper and deeper naturally. If you think about your dantian, you will reduce thinking, and then you will naturally breathe deeper. Naturally. You don't have to do anything. Okay? Very simple process. Just watch all the thinking that still goes on in your mind when you're sitting, and just let go of those thoughts and keep on thinking about one thought you're able. Okay? Can you do that? Is it clear? Just do a very simple process. Okay? Think about your navel, and all those thoughts that arise in your mind, just ignore them. Is it clear? All right, let's do it then. And one more thing is that each school is slightly different. The way we train you is that we hope to bring you into samadhi, meaning a state of concentration, absorption. And when you're in that state, the way that we prepare you, train you to do, to exit that state is when you hear the sound. Okay, so that you don't get lost. It's easy to enter samadhi, but you have to learn how to get out. So we're conditioning you to get out by hearing this. So I'm telling you right now. So when you're sitting, the end of the city signal by this, hitting this handbell. Okay, and the same thing, when you meet the cultivators, the meditators, Chinese, from a Chinese tradition, an Asian tradition, you want to wake them up from their trance, the concentration or meditation trance. You should be using this. Don't shake them. Don't slap them. Don't slap them. Don't talk to them. Do this. Then they know. Okay? Is it clear? These are little things that will make a difference down the road. Alright, and then we begin by hitting the small wood fish. It's our tradition. We hit it three times, meaning that after everyone has got the chance to sit down and tidy up yourself and be ready, then we hit three times slowly. One, two, three. That means work hard. Okay? Apply effort. Meditation is about concentrating on one thing. Your assignment is to concentrate on your navel and watch. I stress, watch all these thoughts that cross your mind. Okay? It's just like a traffic. You sit there in a very hot morning in Georgia, in Rosemead, California, and you watch all these cars go by. You don't follow them. You just sit here in your navel. Is it clear? Very simple process. Meditation is simplification. Okay? You simplify all these extraneous thinking you're going through right now. Is it clear? Okay? Then we give you more information, more details, and give you a chance to ask for questions after the sit. Alright. So you can close your eyes and you can or lower your eyesight so that you're not distracted by visual things. Stretch your legs. If you feel uncomfortable, you stretch your legs. You can take one of the breathing patterns. Rolling. No Chinese here. No, there's no need to translate to Chinese, right? Can you? You need Vietnamese translation? Right. Don't get anything deeper. Prefer Vietnamese translation? Raise your hands, please. Is English okay? Yes? Okay, so English is okay. I said, okay, don't be shy. If you want Vietnamese translation, you can translate into Vietnamese for you. Does anyone need Vietnamese translation? Raise your hand, please. English is okay, right? Okay, very good. Meditation, again, is a process of cultivating your awareness. Okay. You begin by learning to be aware of inside and outside. The process of meditation is a physical process for you to go back and pay attention to your own body first. Okay? In doing so, over time, you develop the awareness of your body versus outside your body. We are so used to chasing outside our body that we think of it. We don't even pay attention. We realize that we are constantly outside our body. Think about it. Okay. For example, you may be physically be here right now, but you're thinking about. The mind is somewhere else. Okay? And that's inherently causes problems for you. You lose track of where you are. You lose track of what is important to you. You allow the externals to dictate what's important to you. Okay. You allow the external world to dictate priorities for you. Okay. That's the theory behind it. However, the process is physical. You have to learn to go back and pay attention to your body and develop the habit of paying attention to your body. So there is an inside, there is an outside. Okay? If your awareness shifts from your body, what happens inside your body, then becomes outside. Then you're vulnerable to external manipulation, you're vulnerable to external influences. Any questions? The meditation class we have is also a forum. You please feel free to ask any questions that might arise. Let me assure you, it's a real luxury because you have very few chances to ask any kind of questions you may want to ask. You have to realize that. In this class here, we have a wide range of practitioners, from beginner to very advanced. Well, I wouldn't call it advanced, but for your perspectives, it's quite advanced. And you, in order to accommodate your needs, we encourage you to ask questions. Don't be afraid. I assure you, a lot of your questions and concerns are more common than you think. It's not only your problem and concerns, but it's a fairly common misperception or misunderstanding about the process of meditation. So please feel free to ask. If I don't know, I will tell you I don't know. I promise you that I will not make up something or give you a fit just to impress you. Chan is about the state of mind. If we know, we tell you we know. We
we don't know, we tell you we don't know. Simple as that. No hearing out of it. And the same thing, you sit there and you have these questions, you hear something, or you've been wondering about something, pondering about something. And you sat there and you have this experience during the sit, you ask about it. And try to explain it to you. Okay? So, you have the awareness is developed by focusing on your body. And the way we teach you is really expedient. We teach you to focus on the center of gravity, which is your navel, or it's also known as the dandi. It is the center of gravity that is where you're able to maintain balance. If you normally, in your normal daily life, you lose balance because you think too much. Thinking means that your attention is being up here, upstairs. Okay? Focus all your energy upstairs. By focusing on meditating, we teach you to go to your navel, because that physical process of thinking about your navel will reduce your mental processing. You will use the thinking natural. Okay? You will lighten the load. There are many different meditation methods, and I tried quite a few of them. And for example, many of the meditation practitioners teach you to focus within here, in the eye, here. It's a spiritual eye. Okay. Or they teach you to focus on the nose, or somewhere in your upper body. The real better balance, which bring you very far, quite a way, is to focus on the midsection, the dandi. So, physically, mentally, you think about the dandi, okay? And those of you who are experienced meditators, I'm sure most of you are, you can do more. For example, many of you recite the Buddha's name, it's a good thing. Many of you may not be Buddhist, you may want to recite your God's name. Especially okay, it doesn't matter. All those are simply expedients to keep your mind busy. And that's the second part about the training. You keep your mind busy. You give it something to do. Because your mind is used to working. It's not going to stop anytime soon. Okay? So it's called, in Chan, it's called using poison to treat poison. Meaning that we give you some, give your mind something to do. Okay? So meditation is, starts out with keeping your mind busy and helping it, focusing on one thought. That's what meditation training is about. It is a systematic process of allowing you to focus in one thought eventually. Any questions? Yes.
So when you focus on the content,
yes.
Sometimes
you feel that expansion of your belly, you recognize that and just pay attention. You feel the body, the food, the heat,
and also the breath.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes, the question is,
she sits there and she focuses on the dandi and she says things like, for example, I feel my tummy expanding, contracting. I feel heat. I feel my breath going up and down. Okay. All those are awareness of your internal body right there. It's a very good statement. Okay. All those perfectly acceptable. What's not acceptable is that you begin to drift your attention away from your body. You begin to think, these errant thoughts arise. Didn't happen to sit? Many, right? Many thoughts, errant thoughts arise. Okay? And so you have these errant thoughts away from, shifting away from your awareness of your body that is external. You're being drawn away from your awareness of your body. So, this is, if you do it, that process right there helps you identify errant thoughts. They are unwanted, they are undesired. Okay? It's not desirable to have errant thoughts. Typically, when you stand up, when you, in your normal daily life, you like to think, you like to plan, you like to process, you like to evaluate, you like to analyze. Okay? To you, it's normal. But meditation is a process that helps you minimize it. Okay? Because if you allow yourself to think like that all day, your engine will overheat. It loses its effectiveness. So you think, you may be thinking, you may believe that you are solving problems, actually you're spinning your wheels. You don't even realize it. You become very inefficient in solving problems, in understanding the problems, because you're constantly spinning, you cannot stop. Okay? That's very, very inefficient. Worship, it creates stress in all of you. What is the nature of stress? You are stressed out because you worry, right? We all have a lot of worries, don't we? Okay. What are worries? Worries arise because you worry that you will not be able to get what you want. Sounds familiar? Huh? So meditation is something that we highly encourage you to do every single day because it enables your engine to slow down and to cool off so that you can take a break and reduce stress. Okay? Like it or not, if you don't meditate, you simply allow stress to get to you every single day. You ignore this, in other words. You age faster. Because the engine is overheating constantly. Case in point, you notice that many of the meditation teachers, they don't seem to age at all. Right? It's not because they're on a beer diet. Not at all. It's because they learn to reduce the mental process. Actually, if you reduce the mental process,
there's something wonderful that happens. First of all, you reduce the stress level. Number two, enables you to enter samadhi. Okay, samadhi meaning a state of absorptive concentration, you can concentrate. After samadhi, it's the absence of thoughts. You didn't having these meditation experiences where your mind blanks out. Am I correct? Yes, you have. Your mind blanks out, right? Nothing. There's nothing at all in your mind. It's just blanked out. With no thoughts. That's samadhi right there. Okay? This could be happening, it's a good second. In one each second, it's no thought. Your mind blanks out. Sometimes only a split second, sometimes like 45 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes like 3 seconds. But during that time, we lose track of time. During that interval, we lose track of time. And so you enter samadhi, and you exit samadhi, and you say, oh, where was I? All you aware of is the fact that your mind blanks out. Am I correct? Am I describing that state to you clearly? If you had the experiences, right? Not your head. Okay? Right? It's called samadhi. By the way, when I first learned meditation, I was pretty astute, if you will. I figure that to learn meditation is that the objective is to enter samadhi. So being very goal-oriented in my entire life, I said, in order for me to learn to meditate, I better learn how to enter samadhi. So I looked for information how to enter samadhi. And guess what? There's none. Did any one of you find anywhere information how to enter samadhi? Please tell me. Raise your hand. Anyone? Anyone ever found a way to enter samadhi? A description for you to enter samadhi? Yes? No one? So one day, I was meditating for close to 2 years now. And I still have yet to enter samadhi. And one day, I ran across this book from, what's his name? Lu Guangyu. Charles Luck. Have you read any of his books? Anyone? See, we have our resident intellectual. He reads all kinds of junk. Okay. Charles Luck. He's quite well known. He practices Taoism as well as Buddhism. He claims to be a disciple of Venerable Xu Yun, which is my teacher's teacher. Xu Yun, Venerable Xu Yun, is a Chan patriarch. He's very well known in the West because he's a patriarch of all the 5 schools of Chan in China. And he's my teacher's teacher as well, so he's very, very famous. And so Charles Luck is a generation where he studied under Master Xu Yun and recognized him as his teacher. And then he wrote a lot of books and translated some of the Buddhist scriptures into English. So he did good work. And I read into this book called Chan. I think I forgot the title now. Chan Essentials. Essential Chan Teachings or something like that. And he recounted on how the painter of his came to him and said and related to him that this guy he knew was able to enter the first dhyana. So he was so excited. He asked this guy to write down every single step of the way how. Well, he entered the first dhyana, and he made a big deal out of it. unfortunately, Charles Luck did not share with us what his friend brought him how to end the first year. But this is to tell you that for a lot of people, to be able to enter Samadhi is a very, very big deal. Death is the natural goals of meditating. To meditate because your objective is to learn and develop the ability to enter Samadhi. Okay? So, anyway, for my, my early years of my early formative training, I looked for a way to enter Samadhi, and no one could describe to me how to enter Samadhi. And I tried so many things to experiment with, there's no clear description of what the state of Samadhi is anyway. Basically, in general, Samadhi is a state of the absence of thoughts. It's a very wide range. What does it mean, absence of thoughts? Absence of thoughts means that it depends on which level you are. Okay. Each level of Samadhi is the result of being able to exclude a certain set of family of thoughts that enables you to end the Samadhi, that kind of Samadhi. Okay? So for example, for you to be able to enter first dhyana, you have to be able to exclude a certain set of thoughts. Then you are able to enter. You free from those kinds of thoughts. And then the second dhyana, you free from certain kind of thoughts. Third dhyana, and so on and so on. It's very precise in Buddhism. Okay? Especially in Chan school, it's very well documented what these various samadhis are. Okay? So, there's no beating around the bush in the bush in Chan training. Chan training is about helping you enter Samadhi. Because you yourself know what it's like. Okay? You yourself will experience the benefit of being in Samadhi, of being free from thoughts. It's a level of liberation, it's a level of freedom that you yourself can experience. Okay? It doesn't matter whether I'm able to enter Samadhi, it's only applies to me. You yourself want to learn how to enter Samadhi. Okay? You need to learn and you need to undertake practices to enable you to liberate yourself and obtain the benefits of meditation because they are real. Okay, any questions?
I have a question. My awareness of my body tension, it was like focused on the pain. Because I didn't realize how hard the floor was, but
yeah.
And I was trying to get away from that, you know, because body was just really numbing my feet and stuff and my back. And you told me to bear it, and I was trying that, you know, and trying not to focus on it, but then it was so, like...
It's too much.
Yeah, it was very painful in ways that, you know, I was trying to bear it as much as I can.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, waiting for that bell to
ring. Yeah, I'm waiting for that bell, yes.
So, in ways that...
Welcome to the club, yes.
As it bears it, does it dissipate as you practice more?
Or? No, we'll never go away.
Oh, the pain? Come on!
I'm sorry. The truth is that it will never go away. Okay? we become more bearable.
More bearable?
Yes, that's a promise. No, I'm kidding. Of course, there is a will go away eventually. What happens to this is that the sitting is a natural feeling. So therefore, you know, the butt is kind of numb. You're sitting right like that, you know. Or the knee bend is not normal either, so you need to shift. Blood doesn't flow freely through. What happens is don't be afraid of it. It's my design that when we train you meditation, when we teach meditation, we teach sitting meditation because the objective is to put you through this discomfort so that the consequence of discomfort is that you have to focus on the discomfort. The mind is very, very, the mind has to be kept busy and it shifts priorities. The way we function is that we focus on what's most important to us. Am I correct? Anyone who's free from that? Okay? I'm just like you, very petty. Whatever's important to me, I think about it first. Right? That's what we call pettiness in China. Nothing noble about you or me, okay? We are all very petty, right? We worry about ourselves, we worry about what, about getting what we want, what we need, right? Anyone above that? I'm not. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. If you're above that, you should be up here. Okay? Be petty. Worry about what's important to us. Okay? So what's important when it's uncomfortable? What's important? Make it go away, right? That's the first reaction. Go away. I don't want you. Right? That's hopeless, right? It doesn't wander anymore. It sits there and says, oh my God, go away, go away. Never mind about a damn game. I don't mind, I don't care about a damn game. I don't care about the 99 able anymore. Just go away. Right? Make it stop. Okay? What is that? It's thinking. You're thinking again. But at least you're thinking about one thing. Aren't you? You're thinking about that one thought, go away, make it go away, make it stop. That's concentration right there. If you don't have the methodology to keep your mind busy, it will keep on wandering toward it. See, this is the problem with meditation training. You promised good things, but you're not taught how to concentrate. You're not trained how to concentrate. Chan is actually a process. This is a set of practices, of drills, that help you concentrate. That's those are fundamentals. If you meditate, you need to learn about the fundamentals of meditation. Meaning that you need to have the skills, the ability, develop the ability to keep your mind focused on one thought. And for us, my experience has been the last several years of teaching Chan is that the best way to help you develop it is use experience of bodily discomfort because it forces you to think about discomfort because we are all wills. Because we're all petty. When it's uncomfortable, what do we want? We want to just make it go away, just go away. Why, how much longer? When is this bell going to be, you know, why is it ticking so long? Okay? All those thoughts arise because you're focusing on, you funnel it to one thought, make it go away. Okay?
as concentration. Okay? So you're learning, you're forcing yourself to concentrate. You're learning to concentrate. And when you do that, okay, then you are focusing on yourself. You are centered. You don't go outside anymore. Okay? Your priorities have shifted to yourself. So that's a skill you develop naturally. You naturally develop the ability to go back inside. Okay? So the discomfort, the pain is normal. Okay? And naturally, when you pay attention to the discomfort, okay, you generate heat. Right? It gets hot, doesn't it? Some people might perspire. The heat is a sign that you're concentrating. Concentration generates heat. So when you meditate and you feel hot, it's a good symptom. It's a good state. We call state. Okay. A good state. It's a natural state. Focusing on the navel or focusing on where it hurts in your body generates heat. Naturally. And with the heat, the qi is being funneled from your yangdian. Your yangdian is where all your qi reserves are. Okay? When you are wherever your body is in pain, you pay attention, let's say, to your knee that's uncomfortable. Okay, your ankle is uncomfortable. And what you're doing, you're actually funneling the qi from your yangdian to where it hurts. And what happens is that it's a physical process of naturally channeling your qi to unblock that area. It hurts because blood is not circulating, because the qi is not circulating. That's why the blood is not circulating. And therefore, when you focus on it, actually what can happen is you actually are pushing, you're packing the qi and pushing it through. And when you reach the extreme of your effort, you will be able to break through. And that's when the pain will subside and will go away. Okay? So don't be afraid. It's a good thing the more you're able to bear the discomfort and the pain, the quicker you'll be able to break through. Okay? Any other questions? Yes?
Why is my hand so heavy?
You feel your hands feel what?
Heavy?
Pressuring on your feet, right?
Should I be?
No, it's a state of temporary insanity. What are you probably doing sitting there imagining things? Huh? What do you think? Anyone have that experience before? RJ? Never had one before. Jesus.
I concur with her. It means that your hands are getting heavy, and it's
weighing
on your legs. Right? Is that what you're saying? It's
just yeah.
Like, it's like a weight or something. So I'm trying to hold it up, but
it must be the Asians only. I never heard the Caucasian complain about this. Or it's probably ethnic. You, are you Chinese too?
I'm half Chinese, half Korean.
Half Chinese, half Korean. She's half Chinese, half Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So it's a Korean
Vietnamese.
Okay, it's a good state. Okay, you're not crazy yet. Okay. It's actually is quite common. Actually, it's quite common that if you have normally your hands and your heavy, they actually at some point in time down the road, actually your legs feel heavy as if someone's sitting on it. Anyone has that experience before? Huh? It's just like somebody sits in your entire legs. Okay. So it's perfectly okay. It's normal to feel heavy. It's a natural state, will go away. Don't worry about it. It's another state. This is considered to be a good state. Okay? And if it persists more than 10 times, then we'll see a shrink. We can't help you anymore. I'm kidding. Okay? Don't worry about it. Anyone else has any other states? You will run through a lot of states, by the way, when you meditate. Meditation, if you practice more seriously, Arjun. You run through a lot of things. And it turns out that this is why you need some guidance in your practice, because if you have to run into these states, the higher you reach, the more advanced you become, the more states you encounter. For example, Danny right there, who sits next to these two ladies on the side, okay? He doesn't take meditation very seriously. But his level is fairly advanced, and the states he experienced are so far-fetched that it's very scary sometimes. And it's normal. So unless in the training process you run into states like that, it's not uncommon at all. The job of the meditation teacher is to guide you, to help you resolve these states and deal with these states. Okay? Because if your meditation teacher cannot help you deal with these states, you get into trouble. I've had many meditation professionals, such as monks and nuns, come to me from the other teachers because they found they encountered these states, and they couldn't find a way to resolve these problems. They get stuck. The problem. Here, the opportunity is twofold. It's a two-way street. If you have a problem, it's a natural part of learning meditation. Because you run into things, meditation is pushing your limit. When you reach your limit, you encounter problems. Okay. That's a natural process of learning. And if you learn, if you know how to resolve these obstructions, then you break through and you continue to make progress. If you don't know how to resolve these obstructions, these problems, you step through. And this is why I saw a lot of these teachers, these meditation people, they're stuck. Big time. They're stuck for 20 years, 40 years. They don't know how to solve it.
For example, I'd like to tell you about Thomas, our resident intellectual, charm expert here. Don't take me wrong, intellectual charm for us is like an insult. I mean, many, these people know a lot about charm. They can discuss about anything about charm, principles. But they don't know what charm really is. They only know the words. They don't know the charm state. Okay? The reason that we are able to help you solve these charm states is because we've experienced them before. So we recognize them. Okay? And therefore we are able to help you find ways to get around this problem, to resolve this problem. For example, Danny was stuck on this problem for a long, long time. It is a culmination of 4 years of practice with us, and I tried to prepare him for this problem, but he wouldn't listen to me. So after 4 years, eventually he got to the point where he has overcome. He has faced that problem. And the problem is his deficiency manifested in the very states that he experienced. Okay? And unless, so you don't realize it, that when I teach Chan, the teacher, the Chan teacher is actually laughing, paving the way for you to solve the problems, the upcoming problems, so that you continue to progress. So the meditation is very important. Teaching is very important, is that it helps you pave the way. Okay. The better teacher is the one who helps you pave the way a lot for you to go a lot further. So anyway, if you learn, you know how to solve these problems, you will continue to get better. So it's a two-way street. Of course, you run into your limitation, you can't take the physical pain anymore. Okay? All these natural obstructions. And it's about learning how to resolve these constraints, resolve these obstructions for you to continue the practice. Okay? So today what I'm trying to share with you is also advising you to be more humble. Okay. So a lot of things is not written down anywhere. There's a lot of things that requires you to be open-minded. You have to realize that you're dealing with something that's very, very powerful. Meditation is a mental training. It's a systematic way to train your mind so that it becomes more powerful. Your mind becomes more powerful because it's its ability to focus. It is likened to the laser. The more focused your mind is, it becomes like a laser. It breaks through any obstruction. Is it clear? If you focus your mind enough, okay, you break through any kind of obstruction. That's why meditation is very fascinating, because it's the ability to harness your mental strength, which is unending. That's why meditation is very fascinating, because the sky is the limit. Okay? And by the way, it's not always painful. There's also there's a pleasure out of it as well. That's what we call in Buddhism, we call bliss. Bliss is the pleasure, the happiness we experience from being in samadhi. It's called childless. Meaning that it feels so free, it feels so happy and content. You see, the pleasure, the sensual pleasures, the pleasure of the senses, are based on external things. You eat something you like. You hear words of praise, like in my soul. In my to be praised. You're so nice. You're so good. Okay? So your pleasure, the sensual pleasures come from the outside. Does it make sense? You feel you enjoy that massage. Anyone like to go massage parlor? Especially ladies? Because it's a pleasurable sensation from being touched. Okay? How about, for us men, I admit this, I enjoy the fragrance of Chanel No. 5. Okay? I admit, throughout the years, I never got tired of smelling, sniffing Chanel No. 5. It eases me. Okay? And also makes me miserable, doesn't it? Because when I think about it, I wish it was smelled Chanel No. 5. I wish more people would be wearing Chanel No. 5. Okay? So again, it's from the fragrance, it's come from the outside. Okay? Whereas the bliss is internally generated. You don't need outside things, external things to make you feel good about yourself. That's what chan bliss really means. You feel good because you are full within yourself. You are complete. You don't need anything else. And that blissful experience increases as your skill improves. Okay? How do you get that chan bliss? By doing one thing. One trick. When you come to the temple on Saturday mornings, you make a donation. What are you donating? I want you to donate your arrogant thoughts, your petty thoughts. I say, Master, here are my petty thoughts. Here, take them. As you sit there, and this arrogant thought comes, you say, okay, that's the Master's. Put it in Master's garbage dish. Okay? That's what you do. You see these arrogant thoughts, don't fall for them and say, this is the Master's problem. This is the Master's problem. Okay? That's called garbage dumping, by the way. That's what we do. That's the kind of donation we receive. Okay? I'd like you to donate your arrogant thoughts to me on Saturday mornings. I will take them all. And you know what? If you do that, you will be able to enter samadhi. Just keep on dumping on all the garbage and dump it on me. Okay? Is that a deal? You have to give them away. You can't keep them. Those arrogant thoughts are not good for you. They're not necessary. I assure you, they come back. You generate more. So, it'll be a while before you're free. But at least keep on dumping. What you don't realize that you think is so great, they're so great. They say, this is another Aaron. How wonderful. Hello, good friends. No. You're learning this morning that, these Aaron thoughts are not your friends. Give them away. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
And I was sitting, and for some point, I was
Sadness?
Yeah.
You have too many problems.
It's like, I kind of want to cry, but so I have problems with it, but then it's like, I also just control.
Vicky, what do you think? Next time around, we have some Kleenex tissues in the Buddha hall if you are doing the same, okay? Some people have just had too many problems. What are we going to do with you? Huh? I told you to dump do garbage dumping. So even those impulses to cry, dump it on you. You sit on the air. Actually, it's not a problem, but have you ever experienced depression before?
Depression?
Yes, you have. Yes. Take that. The French call j'ai le cafard. Right, Luke? Avoir le cafard. Fine. Is that right, Luke? Is that a French expression? J'ai le cafard.
Ah, okay. There's no English translation.
So it's a French thing.
Yes.
It's a French tradition. That's why it's not translated into English. Yeah. When I was growing up in Vietnam, I went to a French high school in Jai Le Ka Pa. And it's like such a cool thing. It's along the same group of manifestations, of states. It's okay, don't worry about it. We'll go away in about 20 years. I don't mind sharing it with you, but sometime. I meditate, and then I will cry. Uncontrollably, I will cry. Anyone experienced that before? Don't raise your hand. No, you can't copy yourself. This is something you want to keep private. Because it's crazy. It's a state of insanity. Okay? So we know each other. I know these people. Couple of these people. Okay, so I will tear up and cry. Really serious. Can you imagine a cool child master like myself crying? It's the truth. Okay, it's embarrassing like hell now that I recognize it. But unless I go through these things and recover from them, how can I help you? How can I teach you? So anyway, I would, you know, for years, I would meditate and feel all this childless, and all of a sudden, I would cry uncontrollably. Okay? And it happened for quite a long time. And over those years, I realized that I must be so compassionate because I cry for others. It's quite hard. You run into these
conditioned these states that there are about 100,000 million states like that. Don't worry. Okay. We'll help you overcome these states. Any other questions? We encourage you to meditate every day, okay? You should. I can't stress it enough. You have to develop the habit to meditate every day. Don't think about it. It's just as important for you to brush your teeth, or to take a shower, or to eat. Because meditation is food for the wisdom of life. You do so much every day to take care of your physical life already. And if you want to be happier, if you want to rise above your pettiness, you have to invest and nurture your wisdom. If you don't, who will? Our motto is that Chan practitioners are happier people. Okay, a little bit of a commercial for because I realize over the years people who practice Chan with us, they become happy. Am I correct? All these you that have been with me the last 5 years, 4 or 5 years, you're happier, more content with yourself and your own function. Until recently. Right? Why? Because you run through the wall. And the reason you're unhappy is because you lack what it takes to resolve the problem. Your problem. Not mine. It's your problem. You blame it on me, but it's not my problem. I only help you identify what you stuck. Is it clear? And of course, you only blame on the master. Yes. What else can you do? So, I'm assure you that Chan is a fascinating process. You become happier. Because why? Because you are nurturing your wisdom life. Happy people are happy because you're wiser, folks. No two ways about it. You cannot be happy unless you're wiser. Agree or not? You know, if you don't meditate as you get older, your body breaks down. It's more reason to be, for you to be unhappy. He says, no. See, last year I was able to do this. This year I can't anymore. My God, my life is so tired. Okay? Whereas you meditate, you become healthy, you become stronger, you become freer. Okay? You have more stamina, you are a lot less stressed. And ultimately, I assure you, you become happy. Yes, there is temporary moments of insanity like heaviness or crying and so on. But that's normal. Yes, Thomas, our intellectual child.
I just have a question. Is a child bliss mutually exclusive with pain? Can you be in physical pain and still also have a sense of bliss?
I don't physical training there, it's kind of scary for a lot of you, for most of you, because there's nothing rational about enduring, being willing to endure the physical discomfort. Okay? It's nothing natural, there's nothing rational about it. But there, if you're willing to do that, you don't have, it depends on your level. You don't have to go. Each one of us will go at our own pace. So, the more you can endure, the quicker you break through. There's some people, might take some people a long, long time. But even during the process, they still experience a lot of bliss. Okay? Because, it's a natural process of being able to funnel the thoughts. And the less cluttered your mind is, okay, then it's easier for you to break free. Okay. So my answer is, you don't have to break through the pain before you enter samadhi. You can't enter samadhi before you break through the pain. So it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Okay? It's just a process, just a drill you go through. You just do it. In action, we enter samadhi. Okay? And when you enter samadhi, then what happens? You no longer, you are temporarily free from the pain. You're shielded from the pain, you forget about it. And as soon as you exit samadhi, it comes back right away. Okay? That should keep you humble for a while. Does that answer your question? Alright. Then, it's 11:10, so we cordially invite you to join us for lunch. So we end it right here. Do try to train yourself, drill yourself every single day for one. What we ask you is try to keep up with me to meditate every day. Okay. If you have time, try to sit for an hour, up to an hour. Create the habit of meditating, because it's a time saver, by the way. You save yourself time. Why? Because if you meditate every day, you invest in doing that, your mind is more alert, it's more efficient than the rest of the day. And you also develop the skill to stop the functioning of your mind and let your mind cool down. So it's incredibly beneficial for you to develop that ability, that skill. Okay? It takes a little bit of work. You have to work at it. We can't work for it. Okay. So for now, we encourage you to meditate every single day. And of course, when we say that, as soon as you commit to meditating every single day, you will come up with so many more excuses not doing it. Okay? So what you do is you commit to meditate every single day for the next month. Okay? And whatever excuses you have, ignore them. This is your biggest challenge, is yourself, no one else. If you meditate every single day, then you develop the habit energy, then you will change your life drastically. It will be so beneficial to you. painful. And I feel that if you're willing to do that for the next 3 days, then you begin to have a flavor of what meditation and how greatly beneficial it is for you. Okay? It applies to all levels, by the way. Okay.